Well, Les, first of all, a big congratulations from everyone at Radio Yorkshire. It's been a couple of days now. Has it sunk in yet?
I don't think it's fully sunk in, not least for myself, with anybody, really. It's such a wonderful achievement. I think the club has been to Wembley in the past in the FA Vase final. The FA Trophy is the blue riband of non-league, of course, and for a club probably to achieve this particular, shall we say, stage of our... It's just something that I don't think many people would have expected.
Just how much does it mean to get to the final and to be playing at Wembley Stadium?
Well, I think how much does it mean is a question that's answered by the players, because I think the amount of emotion that was expressed on the Saturday after that final whistle went and the final penalty went in was just unbelievable to see. And when you come of the greatest players in the world never had an opportunity to play at Wembley Stadium. For these guys, it's absolutely thrill. And of course, for everybody associated with a football club, whether they're directly involved or the supporters within the community, it's just a wonderful, wonderful occasion that nobody would have expected.
Well, just having a look at that semi-final, just how did you feel, when, especially when you went a goal down and then later on when you went a man down?
Well, I think when we went a goal down, I mean, the immediate thought that went through me, of course, was that, that wasn't in the script. But I think everything all changes so rapidly through the game, as we found in the first leg. 2-0 in, people thought we were comfortable. A refereeing decision, which a lot of folk was a really, really soft penalty, and then the whole game changes on its head. And on Saturday in the second leg, when we went a goal down, if anything, what it actually did was galvanise the team. It had certainly a positive effect, and I think the way that we addressed the rest of the match was there for everybody to see.
And just looking at the trophy and the finance that it can bring, what does it mean for the club in terms of money?
Well, the financial implications, as you might imagine, are absolutely massive. No guaranteed a £25,000 prize as runners-up. We're not contemplating that at the moment. All of our players have already expressed certainly that they're not going there just to make the numbers up. And we're going to go and see if we can win it. And of course, the prize for winners is £50,000, which is as good as a lottery win to the football club, of course.
And just looking at that semi-final, how much did it mean to you when you saw the stadium was filled to capacity?
Well, the thing is that your average attendance at the ground of around 400 and then to have nearly 2,000 people in the ground, the actual occasion that brought was just sensational. And I think match day experience, I don't think anybody in non-league could actually better that, because the fixture itself had absolutely everything. But we also had two lots of supporters that were both genuine family-associated supporters, which just made it an absolute carnival day. And yes, I mean, the Bath people have clearly went away disappointed, but they certainly played their part during the course of the game in order to be able to make it, you know, such a wonderful occasion.
And just looking at the league form at the moment, because last season, North Ferriby, for pretty much the whole season, were top of the league and looked like they were going in the conference. Then the last few weeks, it just didn't go Ferriby's way, ended up being in the playoffs and losing. Does this make up for it at all?
I don't think you can ever say something actually makes up. I think certainly our biggest problem, of course, being a relatively small club, is the fact that we don't have a large squad of players, and we were certainly caught out last year with the vast majority of players just absolutely dead on the feet by the time we came to the end of the season and quite literally run out of steam. This season, I don't think we've played much different, quite frankly. We've just not had the rub of the nap in an awful lot of games.
Looking at being at Wembley, you've got to that final. Just how much does that mean for the club to be going to Wembley yet again?
Well, I think it's already been stated that we're only the fourth team to have actually made the final of both the FA Vase and the FA Trophy, which I think in history terms, at least anyway, just sets it aside and puts on a platter, if you like, just quite literally what an achievement this is. And I think from our perspective, it hasn't really sunk in with an awful lot of people yet. Just, you know, obviously what an incredible achievement it is for a club of our size. But I think certainly as the weeks go by leading up to that final, so many people are going to get engaged in that trip down to, you know, the Holy Grail and the home of football, that the emotions once again will start taking over. But once again, the main message for everybody will be enjoy the occasion.
And just in terms of the finance, you've said what a great sum it will be. Just how much does that mean to the club?
Well, it means the difference, quite literally, being able to actually continue with our improvements at the ground or not. I know certainly a lot of people have said, you know, obviously it's a nice windfall being able to actually have this cup success, and that is exactly what it is. And as you can imagine, you can't budget for prize money. But the fact of the matter is that we've been spending the last 20 years improving the facilities at the ground. We've got a lot more work scheduled this summer in order to be able to improve the matchday experience for our supporters, not least meeting ground grading requirements. And this prize money is going to help us immensely bring forward some of those projects to be in place for next season.
And just looking back to last year and the heartbreak that the squad was so near to gaining promotion, this cup competition, this cup run, does that make up for it at all?
Well, I think it's a difficult one to ever say it's going to make up. I think everybody was absolutely gutted last year when we didn't make the automatic promotion place. I think because you work all year in order to gain a promotion, it really does hurt when you get to that stage of not being able to actually get over the final line. But having said that, my captain has already gone on record this season as having stated, for him at least, we've got a situation where getting to Wembley is certainly far more of an achievement than gaining promotion. And I think a lot of people will perhaps feel that way. And in that regard, then perhaps, yes, this might make up for that heartache from last season.
And looking at the final itself, now you've got there, I know you're facing a side that are a division above, but you've beaten sides in the conference last year. You must feel like the squad, they're going to Wembley, they're in it to win it.
Well, once again, I think this group of players have made it perfectly clear. Essentially, they fear no one in the conference premier. We've played a number of clubs during the last couple of seasons in this competition. Some we've beaten quite comprehensively. I think a lot of people will look back at a couple of the stunning results that we had when, for instance, at Stinstall Bank last year, we beat Lincoln City 4-0 and at home, of course, dispatched Woking by that same scoreline. I have to say that the players at the present time, as thrilled as they are to go to Wembley, have no intention of going there just to make the numbers up. I think they will give it their best shot because, having got there, the next thing, of course, now is let's go and see if we can win it.
And just looking at the league standing at the moment, currently mid-table, but is it a case that you really want the squad to focus and you want, you know, the manager to be focused on these upcoming games before Wembley and just think about the league in a couple of weeks' time, then you can think about Wembley?
Yeah, the focus of the football club is not changing at the present time because quite clearly our main objective this year was to try and obtain ourselves into a playoff position and give us a chance of gaining promotion and ourselves through the playoffs. We've got some very difficult upcoming games because of the cup run, a lot of midweek matches. We've got to be mindful that we've got a relatively small squad. But at the same time, this group of players don't particularly like losing football matches. And I don't think there's anything better than keeping your confidence going than by not losing games and going out there and see if we can put some more points on the board.